I'm a mess. I do my makeup in the car. Pulling up 6:30 when I told you 6 o'clock. What? I admit, I'm always about to fall apart. But you would never notice cause I make you think I'm not. You say you know me.
Wow, I almost thought I had to clap, but it's just, everything is just so confusing right now because it just is. It's very confusing.
We're in a state of limbo.
We are. And I mean, obviously if you follow my Instagram, I've been talking about these nasty ache cold sores and people were messaging last night and they were like, oh, you know, sometimes I get them before like a sickness. Then I wake up this morning feeling like doo-doo and I'm like, okay, well that was obviously my body being like, listen. Warning label, you're about to get sick. So
is that why people get cold sores? No. Like if they're getting a cold?
It's different for everyone. So like sunburn, chapped lips are usually my two triggers and stress, you know?
Okay.
Those are when I know, like if I go to the beach and I get like sunburn, I know for a fact, like do what you got to do to get not have a cold sore come up because it really? Always happens. Yes. Super chapped lips. Again, my top lip.
Uh-huh.
If it gets really dry or like licking your lips and being outside. And it's been so windy here lately in North Carolina. Oh my God. So it's like licking your lips is so bad. And then I knew, but it, I mean, this is totally my fault. I felt it last week at our photo shoot. Oh yeah. Okay. Had a stroke. I mean, listen, y'all, we love y'all. Just bear with us. Just bear with us. So I felt it and I was like, dang, but then I didn't take anything for it. Of course. And then by Wednesday, I was like, oh, shit. She's, yeah. So we had to get aggressive with the meds. Anyway, I didn't want it to turn into like this whole 2-day long thing on my stories and a podcast. But here we are. Anyway. Oh, but you know, that being said, people were messaging me for real and being like, I get them. It's so embarrassing. I'm like, I get it. But like now I don't even care. Just say what it is.
But I don't get them, but I don't think anything, if people get cold sores, they get cold sores. It's no different than
right,
like a zit on your face.
If you've had one, then you always get some Tom, Dick, or Harry. You have herpes. It's always their go-to stupid. Response. If I had a dollar for every time someone said that to me, I would be so rich. Like literally, I'm like, very fun. Like it's stupid. It's like, yeah, okay. It's different.
Yeah.
I mean.
So, you know, the Danielle Caviar TikTok girl that we were talking about
yes.
a while ago. So,
eats caviars and Doritos or something?
Yeah.
Caviars. What?
She eats all them caviars.
Walmart. What is wrong with me? I don't even know.
Well, she has a big cold sore right now and she's still storing. She's not trying to cover it up, whatever. And people were like writing in her comments. They're like, thank you for being so like comfortable about it.
Oh,
and,
see.
And she was like, yeah, like it's not a big deal.
It really isn't.
People
though.
Get them. Like, it's fine.
It's true. It really isn't. Like, truly. But when you're like 25 or whatever, it's different, I guess. Or what? I mean, it's just different. But anyway. I get it. Anyway,
maybe
here we are.
Ruth makes a cold sore alternative.
Okay. So I watched, obviously, your review. And let me tell you something. If I know something's good for me, I'm going to take it. But when you hit it with the fish, when it smelled like fish oil, I'm out. I'm not even trying it. Good for you. Not even trying it.
That's what exactly the conversation I was having with Brie when I tried it. So, okay, in all fairness, we only tried one kind. She bought the multivitamin, the liposomal multivitamin.
Okay.
It was the vanilla peach.
Yeah.
And she was telling me the night before how bad it was. And I was like, ain't no way. Like if I know something's good for me, I'll drink it. Like I drink like greens and whatever. Like I will drink it. It's fine. It doesn't have to taste like, you know.
Right. The healthier it is, usually the healthier something is, usually it's not like super tasty from a artificial standpoint, like the sugars and stuff. Like that's how we Americans are. We're like loaded up with a cup of sugar, but.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I was like, okay, let's try this. She whips it out and she opens the cap and you can smell the fish.
See, I could not do that.
And I was like, okay, so it's supposed to be vanilla peach, but all I can smell is fish. It's neon orange. It looks like yellow mustard.
Yeah.
I was telling somebody the viscosity of it was somewhere between pudding and semen. It like clung to the sides of your mouth and your throat when you swallowed
like
it.
It's like
thick.
No, ma'am.
And
no,
it smelled like, you know how like vanilla deodorant smells?
Yeah.
Imagine that as a taste. That's what it tasted like mixed with fish oil. Mm-hmm. It was absolutely repulsive. And I was like, anybody who says this is good is a fucking liar.
So liar. It's so funny too, because I, you know, obviously we talked, was it last week that we were talking about Mary Ruth? She's been around. We talked about her last week.
Yeah.
I think. Because
yeah, because everybody under the sun is sharing her all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm. But one of my clients messaged me or messaged us on Swiping Up, and I totally trust her. Like, I trust what she says. She's like, oh, I've been getting this for years for my kids and like us. Now, I don't know what it was compared to what you took, because she ain't never described it like that. And if she's saying that's good, then I will never trust her again.
Yeah.
But she was saying that there are some like good whatever things. However, what you took didn't look that nasty to me for some reason, not on camera. It almost looked like a peach gel or something. That's in my brain what I was thinking, like, oh, it looks like a peach gel or whatever. But then your face, like immediately when you put it in your mouth, I was like, oh no, because you like fish. I don't like seafood or seafood salad or anything like that.
Absolutely die.
It's like fish taste buds for my mouth are like intensified. I could not. I would have thrown up.
The whole room smelled like fish the second we poured it in the container, and I kept burping.
Oh,
like fish burps.
See, I had nachos on Saturday and barely could handle those burps all night.
Like, have you ever taken fish oil capsules?
No, because I don't want to burp it up. And that's and same thing with garlic.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what this was. It was the fishy burps. And I was like, okay, so this is just going to like linger with me the whole time. Now, people were saying the regular multivitamin, not the liposomal vitamin, that's like raspberry flavored. Supposedly that one is thinner, like thicker than water, but like thinner than a smoothie.
Okay.
And no fish. But quite honestly, I'm not pouring one penny into Mary Ruth to test it out.
No.
I will gladly do a taste test if she wants to send me stuff.
Okay. But so yeah,
I'm good on that. Brie, I think.
Do they all have fish in them though?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Probably not, because there's so many different ones. Now, I had also heard, like you, I think, mentioned the last time we talked about this, that the gummies were really good, or your friend told you that the gummies were good. Someone else messaged me today and said that she was buying the gummies for a while for her and her kids and finally decided it wasn't worth it because they were so gross.
Oh, so, okay.
I don't know.
It's so different for everybody, obviously. Oh,
for sure. That's what I said. I was like, listen, people, other flavors might be good. I'm sure somebody somewhere doesn't mind this, but it was between the texture and the fish taste. I can't.
Mm-mm.
And not one person messaged me about this particular flavor saying it was good.
Okay. So the writing's on the wall.
Yeah.
So we know. No worries there. I will not be participating in that. Like, absolutely. That's like when we ate the dog treat in here. It was like,
listen, I'll try a lot of things. Brie and I were like, we should make a TikTok where we just try stuff. I was like, I'll do it. I'll try almost anything.
But that's the thing. So this ties into like one of our topics that we'll get to in a little bit. But like, have you noticed influencers now are starting to do this? They're starting to do like influencer fails is a new trending thing of like Ashley Nichols the other day sat on a bench. And right when she was recording herself at Sephora haul, and she sat on it, the bench broke, and she posted it as like an influencer fail.
Love that.
The Sarah Canoe thing, like it's starting to be a thing of like.
Well, because I think people are finally realizing they have to show a little bit of real life.
You have to. And Jen Reed,
like, you're a real person.
Athletic Greens. She's like, they taste like shit. And I messaged her. I was like, you are the goat for saying those taste like shit. Like, it's okay to be honest, or like at least when people try to sit there and like eat something on camera, and like not everyone's face lies. My face doesn't lie.
Yeah, you're gonna know. Tell.
And so it's like, no, it's like that Modere. Remember when we were eating that chocolate ass nasty Modere, and they're like, so good. No, it isn't. Your face just said it was absolutely repulsive. Don't even. So yeah, it's like,
yeah,
people want to see that. And at least for your like, you know, it's real nasty. And maybe for somebody out there, the benefit outweighs the taste. Maybe. I don't know. Or maybe they like the taste of fish scales.
Totally.
You know, and they might like that. And they're like, oh, great. This is vitamins and fish scales. My two favorite things.
Mm.
Gulp. So this is for you. But, you know, somewhere along the line, people ought to taste test this.
Yeah.
And they passed it. They were like, yes, that's it. That's you nailed it. Nailed what?
I know.
Ooh.
I was like, I just can't believe that somebody okayed this.
No, and put it on the market and stood by it and promoted it.
Yeah, she's not good. But you know what? I have faith that some of the other ones are. I don't think everybody sharing it is a liar.
No, I'm sure not. I'm sure not.
Somewhere they've got to be good. Okay. Well, the other thing that I discovered during our like girls' night that we had the other night, there are these Facebook groups. Listen, old married lady living vicariously through.
I already know what you're gonna say.
So there's these Facebook groups called "Are We Dating the Same Guy?" And it's women posting guys like photos and saying like either they have tea or they have red flags, and then they'll put them in the comments or they're asking for it.
Have we not talked about this with Boosh? Because she's in some. And the guys that she's talked about.
She's in the same one that I'm in. I saw her in there.
Okay. The guy that ghosted her, the French guy, is in there. And the girl said there's multiple people. Yes.
I have to look for it.
She screenshotted it. You need to search it. Like this dude that we told y'all about on the podcast. It was a podcast.
Yes.
The guy that ghosted her after Vegas, he's in there and he did it to multiple girls.
Oh my God, I'm going to go search for it later. Yeah. Well, I got sucked in the other day for like, what, that was Saturday night. So yesterday morning, I got sucked in for like 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
I was just scrolling in this group, reading all the shit. There was, I'm probably not supposed to share, it's like in the rules, but there was one instance where.
Oh, well then Booge never screenshotted me anything in the group.
No, she just told me about it. She sure didn't.
She just told me about it.
Yeah. Don't use her real name.
Oh God.
But there was one where this girl posted a photo of a guy and was asking for tea or red flags. And the girl was like, "That's my boyfriend."
Oh,
like,
cool. Love that for him.
And then there was another one where it was like this woman's ex-husband, and it was like a crazy abusive relationship, and she details everything.
Okay, but how genius is this group though, for real? Like, so it can save people with so much. Like, why wasn't this around 10 years ago when we were dating?
Right? Yeah.
I mean, or whatever, when you were 15, you know? Yeah. But it's like, why weren't these around? They're genius, because there's so many guys that like, Boj was telling me that girls will like have a thread like hundreds deep of people like, "Oh yeah, I'm dating him too. Oh yeah, he told me that too." Like, they're literally sharing screenshots from the same people. It is mind boggling. And so oddly enough, Saturday night when Boj was on our girls night, everyone that was there besides Boj has a boyfriend and I'm married obviously. And one of the girls is like, "I literally want to join this just to like read it." I'm like, "Yeah, report back." It's so smart. Like, why did we not have this?
I know.
God, it's so annoying.
But you know what?
What?
You need it for friends. We need to have like a girl version.
Ooh.
Because I'm sorry, the characteristics of who you are in a relationship are often who you are in a friendship.
That's right. You're exactly right. Uh-huh. If you're a giver, if you're like super, you're absolutely.
If you're a narcissist and gaslight people.
That's right.
Like, I'm sorry. There's no difference between romantic relationships and friendships outside of in one you're not banging.
You're exactly right. And I never thought about it like that, actually, where I can't say this particular person. You know who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. She, as a friend, possesses a lot of the same characteristics in her relationships. And I'm like, why are you doing X, Y, and Z? But then I think about it like to some of the things that we've been through as friends. And I'm like, wait a second. You're right. It translates. Yeah. Exactly.
But like,
interesting
communication, like knowing how the other one likes to communicate. And you need those things in a romantic relationship and you need those things in a friendship. I'm just saying they're not all
you
that
are
different.
Who you are. You like deep down in the core of your cores, your abs or whatnot, whatever you have,
all your cores
and all the cores, like you have certain characteristics that you can't turn on and off for like boyfriends, girlfriends, friends, mom, dad, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Anyways, you know, food for thought.
You know, speaking of food for thought. So this morning I took Fisher to the dentist and I always get on him for smacking, crunching. I don't want anyone eating near me, honestly.
Like eating sounds.
If you're eating like chips, just go eat them in like Mexico. Like, go to a different state. I don't even want to hear it. But Fisher was sitting in my lap and he was watching my phone and he said, "Stop crunching." It was my gum. I was like smacking on purpose to see. And I was like, "Oh, wow, you passed the test. You make me really proud."
You passed the test.
She's going to be going to kindergarten in a couple of years. I mean, like, can you please stop smacking? Like, that's disgusting. Yeah.
Mommy, Charlie smacks his lips.
Yeah. Well, you know, some people do.
No, he is your mini you. Totally. I used to come over here when he was like 2 and he had this little like toy vacuum that he'd be pushing around the carpet and he'd find like one little speck of something on the floor and pick it up and hand it to her. I was like, yeah, you have him trained well.
He, you know what? I'm very proud of Fisher. He is a great cleaner. He's a good clean boy. He likes to do it, genuinely likes to do it. And then this morning, somebody messaged me and they were like, oh my gosh, like he's so outgoing. Like he's just, he's a performer. And I forgot where I was going with this, actually. But I was like, yes, he is.
You were saying how proud you are of him. Were you going to talk about how polite he was at the dentist?
Oh, no. Oh, he was being very polite. But no, that's not what I was going to say. So she was like, oh, he's such an old soul. And I was like, you know, I brag on him all the time about his like personality. And I know I've said this before and like everyone thinks their kid's the greatest. Mm-hmm. I get that. But truly, like, his personality is unmatched. I swear. I mean, he is just witty. He's funny. Just the things that he says, like, it's so mind-blowing that he's four sometimes. And maybe I just don't know what other four-year-olds are doing. Like, I'm not hitting the streets in preschool. But I don't know. I'm like, that sense of humor, I didn't teach you that. You just have it, buddy. Really,
he does have a very sharp
sense of humor. Yeah, he's very sharp. Mm-hmm. He's quick, and I'm not mad about it. Probably going to get me some phone calls later in life, but that's all right.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Oh, boy. Yeah. All right. You'll
pay for it at one point in time.
Yeah. All right, well, shall we move on to our next series of
half-assed headlines? Yeah. Yes. If you're like me, even when you're doing your best to concentrate on work and business and podcasting and all those business things, you're not always 100% focused and you're not always getting everything done as quickly and efficiently as you need to, but we have found the perfect solution. So we started taking Magic Mind when they were a sponsor of the podcast
last year.
And they're back again. And we're so excited.
We love a repeat sponsor because we love them and we want to enjoy that too.
Exactly. So I incorporate it into my morning routine when I have coffee, but really I love to have it at work. I keep a box in the fridge that afternoon post-lunch slump when you're like getting near the end of the day and you kind of need like a refresh, but you don't want to have more caffeine and have the crash after.
I've never talked to one person that doesn't have the afternoon crash. So that's never. The thing. I know.
Everybody has it.
Everybody.
But Magic Mind is perfect for that because it gives you the ability to focus and have more energy without the like jitters that can come with caffeine too. I know a lot of people that are really sensitive to caffeine and need a pick me up still. Yeah. So Magic Mind's perfect for that. So the Magic Mind, it's just a little shot and it makes me more productive and more focused and I can get more done in less time thanks to the nootropics inside that improve attention, concentration, and cognition. There's things like matcha and the lion's mane mushrooms, bacopa, ashwagandha, all these like, you know, good things that you always hear about. And
they sound very nutritious, yeah, all of them.
And now you can have them all in one spot. So I love sharing Magic Mind with my friends. Like I said, I keep a box in the fridge and I tell my employees, you feel that slump, go grab one. It's fine. Yeah,
because it really benefits you as a business owner.
Exactly. Sharing is caring. Caring is sharing.
Sharing is caring.
All the things. The Magic Mind team created a super offer for us to share with you guys. You get up to 56% off your subscription. That is crazy. In the next 10 days and 20% off your one-time purchase with code swiping up. You can get it at magicmind.com/swiping up and redeem the discount code swiping up. But hurry up because the 56% discount code only lasts 10 days from our episode airing date, but you can also get 10% or 20% off your one-time purchase.
Okay. So we have quite the half-assed headlines this week.
So, okay, we'll pull up the first one. So the Real Housewives of New York, like the legacy, which is basically the series that they were going to do on Peacock instead of like the traditional...
Wait,
Bravo
why were they
series?
Doing that? I didn't know they were doing that.
Oh, yeah. So, okay. Well, then let's rewind. So after the last
Pun
season,
intended.
After the last season of Roni, Bravo basically was like, something's not working. It was they didn't even do a reunion for it. It was the lowest rated season.
Yeah, we talked about that recently. Okay.
So ultimately, the decision that the network made was rather than try and work with the existing cast to renew, they were making a whole new Roni,
right?
Which we talked about the announcement of those girls at BravoCon. And then they were going to have a legacy version of the franchise that would air on Peacock and not Bravo.
Got it.
And that would include some of the like the legacy cast members or like former cast members.
Okay.
So they hadn't issued any contracts. We've known who's going to be on the new like reboot of it. And we haven't had
any... It's been kind of stale for a minute.
Yeah, we haven't had any communication on Legacy. We know, like, Ramona's for sure not going on it.
Right.
But outside of that, we really didn't know. Everybody's kind of assumed that it's going to be, like, Dorinda and the Countess and whatever.
Okay.
Maybe Jill Zarin, since she was on the Housewives, the girls' trip ones that they're doing on Peacock. Anyways, so Bravo came out yesterday and says that it has lost interest in Roni Legacy and contracts are stalled over money. So Real Housewives of New York City Legacy show may not happen because of a dispute about how much the cast should be paid. Page Six has exclusively learned. We're told Bravo has hit pause on contract negotiations, with sources close to the cast telling us the network is lowballing them, while production insiders huff that the talent think they should make what the cast of Friends made in their heyday.
Oh, God. Okay, so this is my thing, though. If that were me, like, if I were in that situation and something wasn't working and our ratings were low and, like, there was all this stuff, you kind of have to step back and think, like, you're probably not worth what you're demanding. Like, they're already, like, it clearly isn't working.
You were already relegated to, and listen, I shouldn't even say relegated, because Housewives of Miami, their reboot is on Peacock, and it's probably better than anything else they have on TV. It has really great ratings.
Okay.
So it's not like Peacock is, you know, where dead things go.
Right.
But they had to make this shakeup because your seasons were so bad.
Right.
They had no choice.
And the ratings are why you would get paid what you get paid. That would drive the demand. And
exactly.
If it sucks, you can't be coming out here acting like you're Jennifer Aniston. No, ma'am. Like, you're not, obviously. That's crazy. And it's just like, we've talked about it recently, especially, but, like, sometimes things are just dead. You know, it's run its course and it comes to an end and you got to tweak it and do something different. And maybe this will be like a switching up of the network or whatever it is, but.
Right. Some things
need to be
can
humbled
evolve
a little
and
bit.
Change and stay fresh. And then, yeah, like you said, other times things run their course and it's time to step away.
Right.
And I think that's probably the case with Roni, especially. Yeah.
Sounds like it.
I'm obviously going to watch the reboot.
Yeah.
Mostly because they've already had a cast member leave mid-season recording. Like, I'm very curious how this is going to play out.
Yeah.
I don't know if all the women are going to be interesting enough to make it,
like, good.
Yeah. I don't know. Roni, just, like, old school Roni. If you go back and watch the first, like, 7-8 seasons.
How many years ago was that, though?
Well, I think this last season was, like, season 13 or 14.
I was thinking, like, 18 or 20 or something crazy, but think about that. Like, it's okay to, like, age out of something. And you would kind of hope that, like, because how old were they when they started? Like, they were already, like, 40, right?
And they're 40. Ramona is, like, 60.
Yeah. So it's, like, it also
mid-60s even, maybe.
Yeah. It also speaks to that. It's, like, there are certain things that, like, you grow out of. I mean, do you really, when you're 65 and you could be getting a discount at Bojangles, do you really want to be fighting with someone? No, you don't. You need to go sit in McDonald's and have your cup of coffee and hang out with those people. Like, I mean, I'm not saying you can't live your best life at 65, but you know what I'm saying? Like, all the drama, all the stuff that comes along with it. It's like,
yeah, it's just
a lot.
And it's different. Like, each franchise is different. So, you know, you have shows like The OC where they really don't have anybody that's over 50-ish.
Okay.
And they're able to introduce cast members that are late 30s. And they're close enough in age where they can vibe and still have, like, commonality. But it was to the point on New York where they were trying to introduce younger people. Like, they brought Leah McSweeney on. Leah's only, like, a couple years older than we are.
Gotcha.
So like a big gap there. Is she really going to, and she was the only young one.
Yeah.
What is she really going to have in common with a bunch of women in their 60s?
Yeah.
Not much. You know, where she's hanging out as friends.
Right.
No, it's not believable. So then they brought on another girl who was her age, and that was just a clusterfuck. It just didn't work.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, either way, so it's stalled for now and they haven't, like, updated anything. Like, when is it supposed to go to Peacock and stuff? They just don't know. They're like, sorry, we had to agree on the contract.
Because they haven't even formally announced the castmates. Probably because they were waiting on the contract negotiations.
Gotcha.
So it's really, really interesting. But, you know, you had a bunch of women that were on this show since its inception who have majorly inflated egos.
Yeah.
So it's not at all surprising that this would be a problem.
No, I mean, TBD, you know, but the rating should humble you a little bit. Like, relax, Jen.
This is the, Aniston. The Bravo drama I live for, though.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you can speak to this more. I added it to our list, but I'm sure you know more about it. But Brandy Granville. She was kicked off the Ultimate Girls Trip for, like, beefing with Caroline Manzo.
Yeah.
Like,
so, okay. So this are, it's from Page Six again. Yeah. Brandy Granville and Caroline Manzo. So Brandy is from Beverly Hills. Caroline is the OG from New Jersey, who I met her once. And I don't fangirl about celebrities. I don't fangirl. That's not me. When I tell you, I freaked the fuck out. But I had to play it cool because I was working.
Oh.
I'll tell you the story. Yeah. So they both left season four of Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. Initially, it was reported that just Brandy left.
Okay.
But they actually both left the trip early. The reality stars were filming in Marrakesh, Morocco last week, and Caroline voluntarily exited. Meanwhile, Glanville was reportedly asked to leave after allegedly non-consensually kissing Caroline Manzo multiple times during a party. It was unwanted, and Caroline's distress over the matter did not seem to stop Brandy, an insider told People. Things escalated, and physical boundaries allegedly were crossed that Caroline felt were serious and uncomfortable. Glanville, 50, allegedly apologized via text message to Manzo, 61, the next morning, but the network ultimately decided that her behavior was inappropriate and gave her the boot. Meanwhile, the Real Housewives of New Jersey alum was reportedly unaware that Glanville was asked to leave and exited filming later that night. So maybe she wouldn't have left had production told her that they asked Brandy to leave.
Yeah, she already leaving.
But it makes me sad. I was really excited for Caroline Manzo to be like back on TV. Yeah.
Nope.
But we'll get her for a little bit. Brandy is one of those people where she is so polarizing. I think she's excellent television, but she is an HR
nightmare. Yeah, always doing something that they're like, no.
She's always in it for the shock factor. And like, that's, listen, I get it. I appreciate it. That's what makes her a great.
It's good reality TV usually, right. But there is a certain point where people are like, okay, you need to chill. Because it's annoying.
And it's interesting to me, though, that this is where they took the stand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, her kissing Caroline. Mm-hmm. Caroline is definitely one that I think they don't want to piss off, and they want to maintain a good relationship with her. Even though she hasn't been on the show in years, I think they've just managed to keep, like, a good relationship with her. But this is the line they draw with Brandy, where she has to exit the show. But meanwhile, on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, she actually slapped another cast member across the face, and that didn't get her kicked off.
Dang.
So it's interesting, you know, where, like, why now?
Yeah, now they're like, nope, sorry, no tolerance for you anymore.
Right. Did they get backlash from not getting her rid, you know, off the show before? And so she has, like, zero tolerance policy with her? I don't know. Interesting.
Yeah, well, I'm sure the plot will thicken with that too, because obviously people obsess over, there's always stuff going on in the Housewives world, and I think that's why it's so interesting, that's why people love it, obviously. Mm-hmm. I don't keep up with it enough, I know you do, but like, man, it's always stuff going on with them. Like,
always. It,
literally, always. Every week you see a headline with someone doing something, someone going somewhere, somebody, whatever, it's just so much. I'm like, oh my God.
I think these girls' trips, seasons too, they're bringing new life to the franchise. I know some people don't love them. I do. I like the crossover because I watch enough of the franchises that I know who everybody is.
Yeah.
But a lot of the franchises are just so stale.
Yeah.
They're just so again, stale.
Things run their course. And then it's like, I think a lot of people, and this is speaking from reality shows that I like, and even from like The Bachelor perspective or whatever. Bachelor. It's like they see a season that works and is really great, and they try to emulate that every single time. No, the reason that it was great is because it was probably so different than what's been done before or the previous season. But it's like they'll have
the right combo of people and personalities. And
that's reality TV.
Life drama. You know, everybody goes through different phases of their life.
But like, even then, they'll try to like cast it the same. They try to typecast, and then it's like, all right, well, I get that you're trying to make it what it was last season because it was so great, but it was so great because chemistry was there, the people were there, the drama was there naturally, that it doesn't always translate to every other season. We've talked about it with Southern Charm. We've talked about it, like I said, Bachelor is a terrible contender, in my opinion. Yeah. I can't even watch it anymore. But it's like they think, oh, wow, that was really successful last season. Let's do it. Same thing with these franchises, with the Housewives. It's like they see that this whatever recipe this particular season, or it works for 5 years. And then it's like, even we as a consumer of what we're watching, like we kind of grow out of certain things too. Totally. So it's not entertaining anymore to watch the same thing over and over. You're in a different phase of your life or whatever. And it's like, cool. But like, I don't ever want to watch something, whether it's a movie, a TV show, a series, walking away feeling heavier than when I started. I don't want that. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like I like murder shows, but I think I've said this on the podcast recently, but like sometimes at night, like me and Michael put on like a crime show and I'll just turn it off because it's like, I don't want that
to be like the last thing mm-hmm. you consume before and it's, bed.
It just depends yeah. on the mental load that I have that particular week or that moment or whatever. And I'm yeah. like, I don't want to watch that. I don't want that to be in my brain right now. If I've had a negative week, I don't want to watch negative stuff. Or if I'm in a, like a woe is me negative place in my head, I don't want to watch it.
Yeah.
You know?
See, and I never feel that way about the Housewives. Like, yes, they're fighting and they're spatting and whatever.
Yeah.
It never feels heavy to me. It yeah. feels, it's like light, amusing. Mindless, amusing TV for me.
Yeah.
I think the problem with, I was going to say The Bachelor and Housewives in particular, because they've been on so long, uh-huh. but really it's probably a lot of reality TV at this point. People study this before they go on. So they think, okay, there's this formula
yep.
that I need to act this way. Or I know if I want camera time, I'm going to have to, you know, stir up trouble here. You get some of these housewives that come on, they're like, I mean, I've watched a show, an episode or two. No, okay. you know right. damn good and well, you've watched every season of the show so that you knew what to expect. And honestly, yeah. if you didn't do that and you are telling the truth, then you're a moron. Because who's right. going to go on and not try and prep themselves as much as possible when you're literally signing this over? Be like, anything I say and do on camera, you can manipulate to fit your narrative. But I'm not going to prepare for it. I'm just going to jump in.
Right. And that, yeah, let's be real. That's not how it goes. You know how it is. And you know that they can take little bits and pieces and do whatever they want. Like it's not.
And if you don't go on a reality show knowing that, then you're probably too dumb to go on the reality show. Let's right. be honest.
It ain't reality. And they're
you're going to get screwed over.
Yeah, you are going to be looking like the idiot in the end of this. Yeah, for sure. Oh boy. All right. Okay. So when we asked you guys the other day about like, you know, what we've missed or whatnot, y'all, a bunch of y'all submitted Sarah Canoe's face, which we did not miss that. We were absolutely watching her facial drama, the saga. And so if you didn't see this, Sarah Knuth got the BBL laser therapy and the halo.
Did we decide if it was Knuth or Knuth?
It's Knuth. Did I just say Knuth?
No, you said Knuth.
Okay, it's Knuth.
But I thought it was opposite.
Mm-mm, it's Knuth.
Isn't that what we said before and then somebody corrected us and said it's Knuth?
No, we said it was Knuth and then they said it was Knuth and it drives me crazy because I want it to be Knuth because it's just easier.
Okay.
Yeah. And well, I saw somebody recently share a story and put in parentheses, I read this as Knuth, not Knuth.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we had it opposite. Anyways, carry on.
We did have it opposite, but we thought it was Knuth and it was Knuth.
Okay.
We'll ask her, but I'm pretty sure. I'm sure. Okay, so this particular laser, the BBL, I think specifically is what triggered this from what I was reading. It's supposed to like handle like rosacea, spider veins, acne, minimizes like sun damage, fine lines and wrinkles, texture, skin tone, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that, I guess, was the one that did it or not, but the BBL and the halo together, her poor face looked painful. Like people were telling her like, well, that actually looks like you might have had an allergic reaction. It looked like
she got the shit beat out of her.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
It was so swollen. Obviously, that's under, not what happened. Right.
Before it was anybody so, starts saying, we're yeah. spreading rumors.
No, there's a rumor going around about Sarah Knuth. No. But she, the day after, I guess, they were like extreme result or,
Side effects.
And people were like, oh, girl, you had some kind of reaction. Usually this is a couple days later.
She didn't even look like herself.
No.
She looked like a completely different person.
No. And so that being said, I give her major props for getting on stories. Y'all, she was hilarious, actually. She was making reels. She has it saved as a highlight. And she was like making jokes about it. And she,
I mean, what else are you supposed to do?
Well, some people don't. Some people just disappear because they don't want to like show you, which I mean, that's luckily she made a funny, story at one point. She's like, well, thank goodness that y'all knew I was pretty before because I have a try on save from earlier. And she posted that like in the middle. So if you were new to her page, you're like watching this girl and then you like see her and then you're like back to this, but her content top notch. And she like, it really hit a stride with a lot of people and they're like, oh my God, like we love seeing this side of it. And I messaged her. I was like, what is the result supposed to be to this? I've never like looked into these lasers and stuff or, you know, facials and stuff. And I'm like, what is it supposed to do? Because what you're dealing with right now, I don't even know what the return on the investment would be at this point because
what would make it worth
it? Well, they're super expensive too. I think they're like $1,500. Well, depending on where you're at, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, she saved it on our highlights. I highly recommend going down that rabbit hole. It's very interesting. I think at like a week or a few days afterwards, like her face kind of took shape again.
Took shape. It was the eyes for me.
She asked if you could get stretch marks under your eyes because the skin was so. Have you ever seen someone's under eye blow up like that besides Hitch, Will Smith? No. Yeah.
Like literally when people are in fights, like that's,
oh yeah,
that's why I said it looked like she got the shit beat out of her because it was
bad.
She had black eyes.
Yeah.
But they were like so swollen. It looked like painful. She had an allergic reaction to shellfish and then got the shit beat out of her.
Truly. It did. And it was like, it basically all of her. So on top of being really swollen, and I'm not saying anything that she probably hasn't even posted. I didn't keep up with all the stories. I was watching them as I thought about her, like whatever. And it was like, it brought up all the dark spots too. So it almost looked like freckled, I guess is the best way to do it. It was like all the pigment, I guess. And I mean, it was a combination of like just a lot, like visually it was a lot. It was overstimulating.
Did she ever say if like her doctor said that was normal or if she did have a reaction to it?
Maybe I'm looking at her highlight, y'all, and she had like, she was a little swollen at first. Right. And then the next story, she's like, yeah, well, that escalated quickly. And that's when her face, like all of a sudden, like really, you so know, bad. Yeah. So y'all need to get on that. Cause I didn't watch every single story. I just was like thinking about it. Like I literally checked in every day and like saw whatever it was. And it was something like, I don't know that I would ever want that on my face.
No.
I mean, truly, I don't, because I just can't imagine.
I don't ever want a chemical peel, and I don't ever want to do like that. And maybe I'll change my mind one day, but no, I'm good.
Oh, okay. So I'm looking, somebody asked her for a before and after. And so I guess it takes like a couple weeks to like fully see your results. And so that was her before. I mean, she had great skin in my opinion before. Her before was better than my skin now. So mm-hmm. I would have been happy with that. But I mean, I guess it's going to make it like super smooth. That being said, Sarah Knuth, you better have on SPF 8000 if you go in the sun, because I feel like I've read before, if you ever get a procedure done or any type of like bleaching, like any type of thing like that, when you go in the sun, it makes it worse. The damage is intensified.
I believe it.
Than before.
Because I mean, your skin damage is also like creating like a barrier. No, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not an esthetician or a dermatologist. Hard to believe, I know.
No, not doctors, none of the sort. We just Google it. We went to Google University for our medical degree, yeah. And we've been wrong before. It's been a couple times y'all have called us out. Me specifically, actually. Us, the blanket, but really it's me. Great, love it. Okay, well, we just recorded an entire episode and it was well over an hour because we were going to be talking about a hot topic on the influencer market right now that we can no longer speak about. So
yeah, we just received a cease and desist. So
yeah, and we're not going to say
to that. We're going to refrain from saying any specifics,
right? But there's a reason.
There's a reason we received this.
Yeah,
when we've made no mention of this person before anywhere on our socials, really puts just a stinker on this episode. I love this.
It would have been so good, but you know, sometimes. sometimes it is what it is. And since we didn't say who this particular person was, it's a dirty, dirty deal.
Yeah.
And it's just gross.
Oh my God. I'm so rashy and I'm so glad that I opened our email before we stopped this. Okay. Well, I hope you enjoyed the bit of the episode that you did get to listen to. And,
but listen, hold on. Oh. We're not ending on that terrible note. We're going to end. Y'all got to know, just like this, everything will come around. Everything is a mourning season. Like, it's just, there's always a brighter day ahead. And that's on that. Because she can't shut her mouth. Me, she, I'm the she in this situation. Bye. Right. Well, hold on.
Wait, still, she's like, that's
still do your spiel. Do the rating, okay. iTunes, and all
thank
the
you
affirmations.
For listening to this episode of Swiping Up. Don't forget to subscribe, rate us 5 stars, and leave some words of affirmation on iTunes and Spotify. We love that so much. We also will be back on YouTube eventually in a few weeks, so you can go ahead and subscribe there. All the things, you know. Call or text into the hotline. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Am I the assholes? If you need some advice, 919-867-6776. And that's all, folks. See you next week.
Bye.